This week, Parshas Bamidbar is Erev Shavuos. There's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Megillah that Ezra Sofer instituted that one should read the Klolos, the Toichacha, right before Shavuos. And we did it. In last week's Parsha, Parsha Bechukosai, all the terrible things that can happen to a person that doesn't keep the Torah. And specifically now, says the Gemara, we are told to read it right before Shavuos. Says Tosfos. Just to note that Bechukosai is generally not the last parasha right before Shavuos. There's always another parasha in between, and that's generally this week's parasha, Parshas Bamidbar. And the question is, why? If Ezra Sofer was misaken that the Klolos, the Toichacha, should be read right before Shavuos, why is there a break? Why is Bamidbar bang smack in the middle before Shavuos, interrupting that pattern? Says Rameh Shapiro, an unbelievable Yesoid. He says when it comes to the Toicha, it comes to the terrible clawlers that would befall Klal Yisrael. If they don't keep the Torah, don't keep the mitzvahs, people get depressed. And they start thinking to themselves, what is my Torah worth? What is my mitzvahs worth? What's it worth? I say a brocha, wash the tilis edayim, bench, daven, put on tefillin, tzitzis, whatever it may be. Is it really worth anything? And then we have the parasha of Bamidbar. And as we know in the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu this week is instructed to count Klal Yisrael. And as Chazal tell us, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, immense love for Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu counts them. And that's an amazing lesson for Shavuos. The lesson for Shavuos is that we mekabel the Torah. Zman Matan Torah Seinu, we mekabel the Torah. What is this Torah? What are we meant to do with it? So the Gemara tells us that when it comes to Shavuos, everyone agrees it's not enough just to learn and daven La Hashem, there has to be an aspect of Lachem. Kula Alma Maskem, everyone agrees. There has to be a little bit for you and a little bit for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And the question is, the Yontov of Shavuos theoretically is a time that if I want to spend in Ruchnius, in davening, in learning, I should be able to spend it fully. Why does the Gemara tell us I have to have Lachem? And the answer is, because the Torah is exactly that. The Torah that Umakabal and Har Sinai, once again, this Yontov of Shavuos, isn't just a book of theories, isn't just a book of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and stories of our great-grandparents, but rather it's a way of life. It's meant to teach us how to live. It's meant to change the person that we are. And Parshas Bamidbar shows us, even after Parshas Bechukosai, when we see how difficult a person can have a life if he doesn't keep the Torah, but at the end of the day, he has to know who he is. He has to realize what he's capable of doing. I met a fellow in New York who works in a camp for disabled children. And he told me there was a boy that came from Eretz Yisrael to the camp in America. Such a sad story. The boy came with no hands, no legs, and he was on a breathing machine. Such a sad sight. But the boy just finished Shas. You know what an accomplishment that is? He took his life and he made something of it. He took the Torah and he put it into his life. And it's true with every single one of us. This Yontov of Shavuos, we have to realize the potential of what we have. We have to realize the understanding how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He counts us. Parshas Bamidbar, right before Shavuos, Hashem says, I want to see my children. I want to know how many I have. And I'm going to count them once again to make sure I know who they are. And that's right before Shavuos. Shavuos, when we kabbal the Torah again. And the reason why we kabbal the Torah every year again, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a noise in our Torah, every day we get the Torah. But once a year we give ourselves the chizuk of understanding, what is this Torah? This Torah is meant to change us. This Torah is meant to make us into a better person. And if it doesn't make us into a better person, it's not Torah, it's Chochmah. And therefore this week's Parashah, Parashah B'midbar, teaches us the chizuk right before we have that Zman Matan Torah Seinu, of realize what the Torah is, realize the potential of who you are and what you can do. And if you do that, Be'ez HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the Torah again. We'll mechazik ourselves to keep the Torah, to live a life of Torah, have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful Yontov.